unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Again, that's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Lots of stuff to get into in regards to the NBA. We'll also be talking a little college basketball as well, because A.J. DeBonza out of BYU, Brothers All World, projected to be a top two pick in the NBA draft, fresh off of dropping 36 the other night against Baylor. He's going to be a guest on the show today at about at the top of hour number two. Looking forward to talking to him. Of course, there's a lot of stuff to get into, always as it pertains to the NFL. In the aftermath of Super Bowl 60, of course, some of the things emanating out of the Steel City regarding Joey Porter, talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger, talking about James Harrison having a problem with the way they're disrespecting Mike Tomlin. A lot of that kind of stuff is going on. So we'll definitely be talking about all of that and then some right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. But the first order of business to get into is Kevin Durant, the superstar, all-world player out of the Houston Rockets. He spoke about the upcoming All-Star festivities. Obviously, this is All-Star weekend. We're in Los Angeles, California, site of the All-Star game this weekend. And so Kevin Durant, without question, is going to be one of those All-Stars. And in the aftermath of a game last night, he took the liberty of speaking out about the world team ahead of All-Star weekend, because he had some thoughts about some of the things that have been said about, as he would describe, the old heads and primarily American players, and what is said about them compared to what is said about European players. Kevin Durant went there, albeit indirectly, read between the lines, and he clearly went there. What am I talking about? Listen to Kevin Durant yourself talking about All-Star Weekend, USA versus the world. Listen up.
You should ask the Europeans and the world team if they're going to compete. I mean, because if you look at Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic now, let's go back and look at what they do in the All-Star game. Is that competition? So we haven't questioned what they've been doing, but we're going to question the old heads and the Americans. But these two dudes out there, Luka and Jokic, they don't care about the game at all. These dudes be laying on the floor. They shoot from half court. But you got to worry about the old heads playing hard. I can read between the lines, bro. And I just think a lot of times, I'm just saying that I can read between the lines. And it's not just about you. It's just an overall topic that everybody has just been talking about. You just happen to ask me that question.
First of all, let's appreciate that Kevin Durant tackled this subject. He didn't have to. And he did it with courage and candidness that we should respect. Whether we agree or disagree with him, ain't no doubt that he's making a valid point. Before I get into his point, however, let me read for you what's on the screen here. The new NBA All-Star Game format. Three teams with eight-man rosters as a format. Two teams from the USA. One is international. Five starters, seven reserves from each conference. No positional requirements whatsoever. The first three quarters is a round robin between the three teams. The fourth quarter between the top two teams. Best point differentials decide top two if all three teams are 1-1. That's the, you know, just the macro perspective. Let's get to specifics. 2026 NBA All-Star rosters is a Team USA Stars roster, a Team USA Stripes roster, and a Team World roster, which is filled with individuals that were not born in the United States of America. Team USA Stars include Scottie Barnes out of Toronto, Devin Booker out of Phoenix, Cade Cunningham out of Detroit, Jalen Duren out of Detroit, Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards out of Minnesota, Chet Holmgren out of OKC, Jalen Johnson out of Atlanta, Tyrese Maxey out of Philadelphia. Those are the USA stars. USA stripes, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks, Steph Curry, who will not play due to injury, Brandon Ingram will be filling in for him out of Toronto, Kevin Durant, of course, LeBron James, Lakers, Kawhi Leonard, Clippers, Donovan Mitchell, Cleveland, and Norman Powell for Miami. Team World roster. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee. Dennis Avdija from Portland. Luka Doncic from L.A. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning league MVP and champion out of OKC, will not play due to injury himself. Al Shagun out of Houston will be playing in his place. Nikola Jokic, obviously. Jamal Murray. Pascal Siakam. Carl Anthony Towns, who's from the Dominican. And Victor Wembanyama out of France, San Antonio. So that's your roster. Let me address what Kevin Durant has said as candidly as I can. Kevin Durant, to be clear, he didn't lie. He's basically pointing out how the narrative out there is pointing the finger at a lot of black players in the NBA. People questioning their level of commitment because of the money they were getting paid and all this other stuff. He's not totally wrong there. Actually, he's not wrong at all. He's just incomplete. And that's the thing to bring up here. When we've talked and lamented the state of affairs with NBA All-Star Weekend, we talk about everybody. We don't differentiate between a white and a black players. We see everybody on the court lollygagging. Now, do the stars that are preeminent in America and throughout the globe, do they take more of the heat than others typically? Sure they do. And the reason why is because they're the marquee. And they're the standard. And when you're the standard, it compels others to have to live up to a standard. And because they have to live up to that standard, there's pressure to go out there and compete. And as a result, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at the absence of competition. That's what you're looking at. And there's just no excuse. You're literally looking at it and you're saying, what possible excuse you can have for that? Like, Kevin Durant is making a valid point in terms of who may be getting most of the ire. But the reality is a lot of people, everybody associated with All-Star Weekend, have been getting criticized because of the flagrant lack of effort. Ain't nobody got a problem with Steph Curry pulling up from 50. You know why? Because he can make it. We've seen him do it in games. We've seen stuff like that. So let's get that out the way. Secondly, the big issue here is that the effort has been so embarrassingly non-existent that it's been an insult to the game. And you have former stars that want no part of it. Nobody is saying that competition doesn't exist. Nobody is saying that it can't. Nobody is saying that, you know what, they're constantly competing against one another in the past. Nobody, and there was no lollygagging around. Nobody's saying that. Every All-Star game involves that. No doubt, it's fun. You get all of that part. But it's never been this embarrassingly devoid of effort the way that it has been over the last decade. They have basically given fans in a league office the proverbial finger. We've heard people complaining about how the players ain't getting money for All-Star Weekend. How are we getting compensated? All you do is cater to the sponsors and advertisers. You mean the individuals that enabled you to get an 11-year, $77 billion deal? Those people being catered to for All-Star Weekend. Players are talking about how they don't get any extra dollars or what have you. This is what the kind of stuff they've been saying. What's in it for us? There's been discussions as to whether or not additional compensation could come the way of players making $200, $300 plus million dollars. My only point in saying all of that is saying that what it really comes down to is the fact that you're seeing guys playing harder in the summertime while working out than they played during All-Star Weekend. What possible excuse can there be for that? You can't compete a little bit? You can't guard somebody a little bit? You can't run up and down the court a little bit? That's what we're saying. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma and Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. And oh, by the way, to Kevin Durant, when people complain about LeBron James All-Star Weekend, they talk about slam dunk contest. You didn't really complain about LeBron James' effort in an All-Star game. You haven't really complained about Steph Curry's effort in an All-Star game. You damn sure ain't complaining about Kevin Durant's effort in an All-Star game. But you just see the flagrant lackadaisical approach to everything. And it's clear there's no semblance of competition at all over the last few years. It's gotten progressively and more conspicuously worse. That is a fact. And because that's been the reality, something has to be done about it. And when the NBA is on like its third attempt at modifying the rules to some degree to make the All-Star Weekend more appealing, that makes it even more alarming. Do we have that quote from Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs, Sean? And what he had to say about All-Star Weekend? Could you please play that for me so the audience could hear what a third-year player from France had to say about what he's heard about All-Star Weekend? Listen to this, please.
I've seen the All-Star game, and obviously it hasn't been competitive. And I've always thought myself that if I was in there, I'm never stepping onto the court to lose, you know, or not caring. Like, just like at home, I'm never stepping into a board game, not caring, thinking I'm going to lose, you know. So, or thinking it's okay to lose. So, I'm going to be out there. I might as well win.
There you have it. So, when Adam Silver, the commissioner, is on the record saying that he thinks the new format will tap into national pride for the players involved, Kevin Durant might have wanted to take a wait-and-see approach. And you can't blame him for that. But you can't blame Adam Silver in the league office for making an attempt either. You've got people that have been completely turned off by the game. I will tell you that what would go a long way, in my opinion, towards helping All-Star Weekend become a bit more interesting, you have to make the site a bit more attractive. The NFL, I think, went through a four-year period where they were like in Arizona, Vegas, L.A., you know, stuff like that. And the NBA was in Cleveland, Indianapolis, you know, cold-ass cities. Like wait a minute now. You want it to be a festive atmosphere. You want people getting out and partying. You want people looking forward to fraternizing with one another and being in the environment and show you that they're interested in being there. You got to pick better cities. That's why it was so important that it was in L.A. this year. Because it matters. It absolutely matters. You don't want to be freezing to the point where you can't even leave your damn hotel lobby because it's so damn cold outside you don't want to go anywhere. You want to show up, you want to party, you want to have a good time. But in the end, here's why I think this format has a chance. Because I think that these same players, Team World, with European players on it, I think when you put them against Team USA, they're not going to be able to show their faces in their native homeland if they go out there and they don't compete, at least a little bit. I think that's what you're looking at here. And as long as you give it to them, it matters. It matters. You know, when you see a LeBron at the top of the key and Kobe spread his arms and he's guarding him and he's like, let's go. You want to see that? One of the greatest all-star moments ever was when Stephon Marbury and Allen Iverson was teammates and they brought the East back to victory in NBA All-Star Weekend and Allen Iverson hoisted the MVP award. They didn't compete every minute of the game, but they stayed in it to the point where they made a run in the fourth quarter and you had everybody excited and applauding the competition. And you saw that it meant something to an AI. It meant something to a Stephon Marbury, who hit a couple of big-time shots down the stretch. It meant something to these cats. It mattered. That's what you're looking forward to. And when we talk about a sport like the NFL, what do we talk about here? Now, they don't need to go all out in Pro Bowl games because it's a very, very violent sport. So you might as well resort to playing flag football rather than get yourself hurt and ruin your season or your career. The flip side to all of that, however, is that during the season, you don't see load management and stuff like that. You see 17 weeks a year, these cats going on the field like their lives depend on it because they know their livelihoods depend on it. And as a result, they compete at a very high level. You got people lamenting that in the NBA, when it comes to the NBA, because you see the money doled out to these superstars who earn it, by the way. They deserve every penny. But because they've earned it, because of their greatness, once they get it, you want to see them out on the court. And when you contaminate the thought process of the average patron out there, because you're showing that you're willing to take time off with load management and stuff like that, when you see a game like the other night with the Lakers where all five starters are sat down, when you see Steve Kerr benching three starters, when you see what Popovich used to do in sending Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker home on Southwest when you had a nationally televised game in Miami that night, you see stuff like that, you're like, wait a minute. This has been going on for a while. And by the way, credit to Kevin Durant for bringing the subject up. It ain't all the players' fault. Greg Popovich played a significant role in contaminating the proceedings because of how dismissive he was when it came to load management. He didn't care. Got to be ready for the playoffs. We ain't listening to all this nonsense. We'll do what we want to do with our team. And disregarding what the league would need in order to promote its brand. This is where special individuals, the likes of MJ and Kobe and others like that, would come into play because they looked at themselves, they saw their name on the marquee, and they felt compelled to be out there to live up to it. And let's not leave LeBron out of that as well, because vast majority of his career, he's answered the call too. But that's what being a superstar is all about. And we ain't see enough of that. And when you show up on All-Star Weekend and refuse to show it then as well, what are people supposed to believe? What are people supposed to think? What kind of attitude are they supposed to have at that particular moment in time? I've spoken to Hall of Famers, former All-Stars, that have no desire to be at All-Star Weekend because they say the players don't care. Why should I? Because their attitude is, we thought about the fans. We thought about the product. We felt an obligation to go out there and put on a show. That's not an obligation a lot of modern NBA players come across as feeling. I will always love the product. I will always support the brand. I will always big up NBA players every chance I get. But with stuff like this, I cannot. I cannot. You can tell me the pace of play contributes to the injuries, and that means that you're going to miss a few games. I'm good with that. That makes perfect sense. What I can't get around is that you're healthy to play, but because you played 35 minutes the night before, even though you're healthy the next night, with an audience out there waiting to see you, you're just going to sit down as a healthy scratch, and it don't bother you. I can't mess with that. How about being like MJ? I ain't got it tonight. I ain't got it tonight, Phil. And Phil Jackson says to him, can you give me one quarter? All right? Can you give me one quarter? Give me 20 points in the first quarter, and I'll give you off the rest of the night. And Michael Jordan goes out there and gives him 20. I mean, it's stuff like that that makes you say something like that. You show your face. It matters. It absolutely, positively matters. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. More of that to come. More All-Star talk. Obviously, some suspensions came down yesterday. We'll talk about that. Alvarado, Bridges leading the Knicks in that route over the Sixers. We got to talk about that. The Warriors blowing a 16-point lead to the San Antonio Spurs. We'll talk about that. James Harden, Fear the Beard, has arrived in Cleveland, who won last night, beating the Washington Wizards. Kawhi Leonard playing like a superstar. Jason Tatum, his return may be imminent. There's a lot of stuff to get into, plus some NFL stuff as well. No doubt about it. So stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.